All right, people, it's that time again. We are live, of course. It's 9 o'clock out here in California, 11 Central, and midnight, the witching hour, back in New York and other places east of here, 3-hour time zones away. This is Republic Broadcasting, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein, graduate of Kings Point, the United States Merchant Marine Academy, where I come out with a Naval Commission. It's a true military academy. It's run by Naval Sciences Department of the United States Navy. The Navy is the one who, I guess, does the background or governs the background check that's carried out by the Defense Investigative Services. This Coast Guard does not have a background check by the Defense Investigative Services because it's not in the Department of Defense. It's not a branch of military. All branches of the military are contained within the Department of Defense, Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines. My program was started in 36 in the lead up. The Merchant Marine Act of 1936 was passed. It instituted my academy, which I believe was in the Bronx, if I remember correctly. When it was instituted, and then it was moved to Long Island, exit 33 on the LIE, Kings Point. It's near Sands Point, Great Neck, New York. Right across the water from Fort Schuyler, where Joe Hazelwood went to school. Joe Hazelwood was the infamous captain on the Exxon Valdez, where they didn't start there, it had started before this, but they tried to basically blame everything that went on with the Exxon Valdez on Joe Hazelwood. And see, that's part of the problem with the technology that we have, even back then, in, you know, compared to now, and what they're trying to do with the rail and, you know, putting cameras in the operator box for in the rail system. Which is kind of stupid. It's like the whole deal with the red light cameras. Instead of putting sensors in to keep a light yellow and monitor, you know, cars coming into the intersection and see the speed coming from, you know, all directions and change the light accordingly and hold the yellow so that cars can make it through. So that if they're coming at a certain speed or whatever, it's going to, rather than having a timed yellow, you know, it would allow a vehicle to go through. Instead, it's turned into a whole money-making system. It's not about safety. It's one of the reasons why the red lamp or the red light cameras, stoplight cameras, have been shut down in Los Angeles, California, and many areas throughout the United States, because not only being privatized after the fact, but it turns into a cash cow that is so corrupt. A lot of people weren't paying the fines. And it doesn't do anything towards safety, really. You know, and instead of using it to improve safety, the technology, we're using it to carry out Big Brother programs on the American people. And it is a travesty. And we'll get back into that and a lot more when we get back. 800-313-9443. I'll throw out the call number. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Back. 800-313-9443. Amazing. You know, you get a lot of people that are coming out here and have been for some time saying about how corrupt the government is or has become. I find it mind-boggling that Barack Obama is the not only the ninth cousin twice removed to George W. Bush, and of course that would make him related to George Herbert Walker Bush, but he's also more closely related to Dick Cheney, Darth Vader. What's up with the music, man? I can hear it. No worries. Are you just playing it in the studio? Nice. I can't even believe that what's his name? Cheney went on Leno and joked about putting on about the suit he was going to wear, about wearing a Darth Vader outfit, actually had it on. I don't know. I don't even know what to say anymore. And it is about these royal families and passing on seats of power and trust, seats of public interest to private parties so that they can sell off. They love republics. I mean, the royals love republics because they can use it as an ATM machine. They've been around for hundreds, if not in most cases thousands of years, they know how to play the game, and they can wait it out a generation or two, let the Republic build up the public coffers in the Library of Congress, public libraries, public school system, public roads, public parks, Yosemite, Yellowstone, the National Strategic Oil Reserve, which is a U.S. public asset, a U.S. public treasury asset, all of the proprietary information and technology of our Defense Department, military-industrial complex, NASA, National Aeronautic and Space Administration, and on, the post office, you know, and it's under attack. All of these things are public trust, things that we are all supposed to have a piece of, all own and control, that are done at cost, that are not there to compete with, quote-unquote, the market. To some extent, I wish that they would, and I wish that we would almost have, and I wouldn't have a problem in allowing a spin-off of R&D from the public sector immediate or almost, you know, shortly thereafter, even from the military-industrial complex, 5 years, you know, 10 at the most, depending on the technology, because especially nowadays, the technology is old, antiquated by the time it hits the streets. You know, if you look at even some of the technology that we were still using up until recently with the SR-71s and Blackbirds and U-2s, much of that technology came out just in the aftermath of World War II in the 40s and 50s. And, you know, we used it for several, if not many decades. You know, it was a viable technology. But some of the new All right, we had a little interruption there. Mike, you still there? Mike. Hola. Anyways, we had a little interruption. I apologize for that. No, I mean, you know, and I pointed this out before, Congressman Duncan Hunter down in San Diego, senior, turned over, and he's, you know, part of the military-industrial complex, fighter pilot, and you know, more power to the people for defending their country and doing what they need to do. But at some point, I would rather have less people from the military, more people from civilian life, and definitely not people like Congressman Duncan Hunter Sr. passing his congressional seat to his son, Congressman Duncan Hunter Jr. If that's not royalism, I don't know what is. I mean, it's mind-boggling that the people of San Diego, my hometown, would allow that to happen in a republic. Not only is the United States a republic, but so is California. And the problem is our own people. I mean, I've only come to better know and understand what a republic truly is. And we live in a hybrid. It's a democratic republic. So, it is the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth presidents were all members of the Democratic Republican Party. So our founders knew, and what's happened is, you know, people like J.P. Morgan and others, as agents for the crown, have come into the United States and separated and put the democratic institutions at odds with Republican institutions that in our Democratic Republic in our hybrid are to be one and the same. The vote is a democratic institution that elects Republican representatives, not quote-unquote Republicans as we now know them today, but individual representatives that then go to and form a democratic body known as Congress, that is the people's lobby. It is not private institutions' lobby. Hold on, I'm going to have to take a minute break here. There again, I apologize for the technical difficulties. It's all on me. But you can see what's going on around the world, and I've gotten some emails about that I didn't mention anything about the American uprising, the fall American uprising. It looks legitimate, and I think people are fed up. And it's not just about the wars and spending and all this crazy bills that are being passed by Congress, fund my backyard programs. The U.S. economy is in the trash can. And we're not only allowing jobs to be outsourced in violation of civil defense and national security. Civil defense is part and parcel to national security. If you don't have a good job with good medical benefits that cover you for everything, and I don't, that includes pre-existing conditions, all of that is supposed to be part of the system, healthcare costs and more, just like the way auto insurance is formulated, which we know has become more and more of a scam and a racket, and, like even the commercials from Progressive. And not to pick on anyone, because I'd pick on Geico and others of the stupid little Australian or British, because even Australian is British, lizard, the Geico lizard or salamander, whatever, gecko, with a stupid British accent. But Progressive has the little, price tag gun where you can, select your own policy or whatever and price it yourself depending on what you want, which is all fine and well to an extent, but this a la carte type insurance and who owns and controls and runs the insurance industry, the fact that now it's required by law, which is upcoming, rather than you paying your taxes to have medical benefits and have hospitals built at taxpayer dollars, with taxpayer dollars, and have some kind of a hybrid system, almost like our I think our public transportation system is a joke, or has become a joke. We've got this for-profit health system travesty. We'll be back, 800-313-9443.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Challenging those rap bastards to come on my program. They're a bunch of pussies if they don't, excuse my friend. I'm just kidding. Anything to get them on the program, whatever works. They've got some awesome lyrics. I would buy their albums, buy them all, buy 10 of them, buy 10 of each, buy more and more and pass them out to people. Sponsor them. Have a concert in your hometown. You know, I really don't know what to say anymore with what is going on in the world. It is history repeating itself. And it's the same, it's royalism, and it's what our founders here in the United States stood against. That, you know, most didn't want to break from England. Many didn't believe that we actually did break from England, or many still don't believe that to this day. The British royals have, ever since we broke from England, the United Kingdom, this worldwide system. Remember, King George III was German. So this whole thing with Germany and or German royals, and I'm not talking about just, you know, average, everyday Germans, people, Americans with German ancestry. I'm talking about anyone who believes in the system known as royalism, where you have a king and a queen and royal families, and not just a royal family, but a number of royal families. You know, like in England, which is the title of the United Kingdom, where there's all sorts of lords. And I think, what's his name? Branson is a lord. The actor Michael Caine is a lord. I know Anthony Hopkins is a lord. You know, he's a brilliant actor, but I'm sorry, he's head of a royal family. And at some point, if our founders saw what was going on today, they would think that nothing had changed and that, in fact, we were worse off than when they started the Revolutionary War and declared independence. You know, Canada didn't get its independence until the 1970s. But one thing I do point to and have always pointed to, because of what I've been or what I've encountered and what I've been through, you know, the head of the NTSB, who just rubber stamped the order and actually tried to cover up, you know, if they had passed it on and put a bunch of stuff in there, as far as, you know, First Amendment, the complaints, et cetera, and hadn't tried to quash, the issues, the underlying issues, and basically, you know, cover it up and say that this guy's crazy, with fabricated medical records, falsified medical records. You know, the Coast Guard, a branch of military that I'm not in, got without a warrant or a warrant that it issued to itself as a branch of military to obtain my personnel records, employment records, etc. And since there's nothing in there, they had to go in and falsify them. They had to take records without probable cause. Nothing happened. There was no violation of law, rule, or regulation. I wasn't charged with one. I was actually charged with being oppressed, which is, it's not just downright stupid. It's cruel and unusual. Not only cruel and unusual punishment, but it's a cruel and unusual charge in and of itself. That's why the Whistleblower Protection Act and other laws, you know, outlawed it. This would be as if I was in the Coast Guard, though, and I'm not in the Coast Guard. And they're trying to say that I'm a civilian, and the Coast Guard is now a branch of military that can administer civilian affairs. That's martial law. Does anybody get it? And this didn't happen yesterday. This happened in 2003, after the launching of the war in Iraq, or just as the war in Iraq was launched. So it's real clear we've had a coup d'etat here in the United States by the military, industrial, congressional complex that is and has, and they're using their seats of power to enrich themselves, to enrich their own families. People like, what's her name? Jane Harman, you know, who quit. She quit her job. She just walked away from Congress. She was the richest person, man or woman, in either house. Senator, Congress. And then you got people like Senator Feinstein, who's married to a war profiteer, who has two corporations that are, you know, profiting off of the wars. And she's using federal tax dollars to have her home classified as a level 3 federal building, effectively, and have a audit, security audit carried out upon it as if it were a federal building. This is her home. This is an abuse of authority, abuse of power, abuse of taxpayer dollars. This isn't, you know, something that I'm breaking. It's been out there. It's been reported upon. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
No one's gonna take me alive. The time has come to make things right. You and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to survive.
Such an awesome band. And it's not just that they are excellent musicians, but the lyrics really grab you if you either listen to them or go online or purchase their records and read them. Some really good lyrics. Revolutionary in spirit. Let me throw out the call number, 800-313-9443. A lot of changes going on at RVN, none of which I'm able to keep up on, because I'm now representing myself before the Ninth Circuit, even though I've been declared to be medically, mentally incompetent by the Coast Guard and Department of Homeland Security, a branch of military that I'm not in, that is declaring that I am a civilian, allegedly, supposedly. And although I know from being a naval officer, what they're doing is unconstitutional. We don't use branches of military to administer civilian affairs, let alone adjudicate them. A branch of military is not supposed to have an Article I court. They're saying that these are Article I courts, although they declared in the proceedings that they're in Article 32. But all of this has its roots in the German royal families, not just the Windsors, whose original name is Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, but the Bush-Davis-Walker royal family. Bush is, of course, related to Queen Elizabeth. And if you think about what's happened, you know, Ronald Reagan is tied to J.P. Morgan. Ronald Reagan was the spokesmodel for GE. GE was instituted, financed, funded, started by J.P. Morgan, loans that were secured by him. It's the world's largest. I used to work for GE as a project engineer, project manager for LHDs, LHAs, they're the landing amphibious assault ships for the Navy/Marine Corps, and also on DDGs, missile frigates, the Arleigh Burke Aegis class destroyers. And I don't know what to say, except from what I've seen, and you know, been given access to, not just in one particular place, but San Diego, Hawaii, Alaska, Washington State, New York, D.C., New Orleans, Boston, Virginia, Japan, Taiwan. I could go on, all the different countries overseas where I've either worked and or observed the machinations of our federal government and corporations, and who they're all related, you know, Bath Iron Works. You ever heard of that name, James Bath, tied to the Bush family? Well, George Herbert Walker Bush gets his name Walker from marrying into the Davis Walker family, who turned over California, the arguably 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th largest, you know, economy in the world, to an Austrian citizen, Arnold Schwarzenegger, a man who wore a Skull and Bones belt buckle on the cover of Time magazine with Bloomberg having his arm wrapped around this Austrian citizen. Remember, Hitler was Austrian, not German. Not much of a consolation to the German people. Now, you know, years, decades later. But it was Gray Davis, Davis Walker Bush, University of California, Davis, the Davis Walker Bush family that turned over California to Arnold Schwarzenegger and opened up the borders effectively. And it was Gray Davis who basically, you know, bundled his own job. Brown is another name that you can look to, a longstanding English, you know, name with English and royal roots. And all you have to do is look not only street signs, but names like Campbell Brown, Governor Jerry Brown, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Whitman is another one. She was running when Brown ran against Brown. But it wasn't just Gray Davis who married Ronald Reagan. Nancy Davis. Yeah. Oh. And Ronald Reagan was not only a GE spokesmodel, that's how he got his start. GE was started by J.P. Morgan, who was an agent for the crown. His father was an English banker backed by the crown, and he helped incite our Civil War. He funded both sides of the Civil War, profited from both sides of the Civil War, took down American financial houses just like they've done with Bear Stearns, and did the same thing. His son, J.P. Morgan Jr., signed the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. These individuals, like, oh, Bank of America, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. Just like, you know, Chase Morgan, and, you know, Chase is another name and family. But Bank of America was started as Bank of Italy. It was a fascist enterprise, a royalist enterprise that was started to help immigrants get a foothold here in the United States to where they had, would have more opportunity and more financing, not as new members of the Republic, but as new immigrants who were not being taught as they should and as we used to do, English for their own self-protection, the law for their own self-protection and the protection of the Republic and the nation state, math, the sciences, our own history, to where the things that we afforded them coming into this nation buoyed the nation to where many of these immigrants knew and understood and could communicate and defend themselves more effectively than people who had been here for several generations. Think about that. So immigration was not a weapon to injure and attack and undermine the Republic. It was a shield to bring in new people, new ways to strengthen the country and do it in such a manner that if you're going to come into the United States, we want you first and foremost to be able to protect and defend yourself and your own rights and understand what they are. And then by doing so, you not only help and protect yourself, but you buoy not only the industry, but the work environment, safety environment, and more for all other workers who are and have been here for generations. But that's not what's going on, especially today. We are under attack. This is coming from outside, but it is being worked from within. And it is agents provocateurs, agents with royal ties to the royal families of England and Germany, the Habsburgs, the Windsors, and there's a couple other families. It's one of the families that actually competed with the Habsburgs for, you know, preeminence, I guess, for want of a better term. But it is these royal families who hate republics. They use republics as an ATM of sorts. We are such an enormously wealthy country, and it isn't even the wealth in intellectual property or the 66 million acres that the Department of Defense owns and controls worldwide, or the intellectual property coming from the Defense Department, or the proverbial, if not literal, warehouses of American ingenuity and intellectual property that is spun off into the private sector and or our you know, private enterprise. It is the American people. It is our ways, you know, things like due process, our court system that was the, you know, it was the envy of the world, to a large part. And now everything is under attack. And I mean, we're outsourcing our refueling tankers, which, you know, got shot down and people stood up for it and did what was right. But I mean, how close were we to awarding our refueling tankers to be built or at least manufactured and then all the parts flown back here somehow to the United States in pieces for us to assemble here, to where the European Union was going to be making our refueling tankers? It's absurd. Germany has not only bought the New York Stock Exchange, they've, you know, consolidated their German and I would say royal control over the European Union and all the countries there in the European Union. But they also bought Chrysler, that owned, you have to excuse me, my sinuses are driving me nuts right now. The Germans also bought Chrysler, which owned and controlled, and it had to be spun off to make the deal, to consummate the deal and go through with it, was Chrysler, which owned and controlled the M1A1 main battle tank, the tank division. And when you, the Hadron Collider shut down in Texas, and now there's only one in CERN, Switzerland. And if you look at all this stuff going on, it is the consolidation of wealth and power revolving around what used to be known as Greater Germania, Austria, Bavaria, German federations, German republics, Liechtenstein, the Rhinelands, if not Europe as well, including France, to where Europe has fallen. It is one nation state now. Europe is not just 27 member nations of the European Union. It's actually 81, because bringing in England into the European Union has brought in 54 member nation states of the United Kingdom that, as the Commonwealth, as the United Kingdom, as Britain, as England, are all now part of the European Union. That includes Canada, Australia, the Falkland Islands, and more. And, I mean, this, you hear no one else talk about this. No one else whatsoever. I am the only person I've ever heard bring this up or talk about it. And I've been talking about it for years. And when you start to realize that, you know, Canada constitutional monarchy, they're trying to merge us with it into this quote-unquote North American Union, you see what is going on. And it's trying to wrest control of the world, if not at least former English colonies and Chinese being, you know, English colony, as did Japan and other countries. Japan is, you know, not as literal as China was. The Opium Wars and the Boxer Rebellion and more in China. But, you know, even if you looked at China and Hong Kong, and I've said this before, is that Hong Kong was the largest Trojan horse ever built by man, built by the British royals, capitalist, royalist, that they could call themselves socialists as well, communists, whatever. Whatever ism, it's an elitism, where it's a collectivism or a form of collectivism, to where it's the ultra-rich at the top who want to own and control and get you to believe that you have some kind of stake in or leg in on to legitimize whatever the latest ism du jour is for the day. You know, capitalism is he who has the gold makes the rules. That's royalism by any other name. I mean, how can anyone not see that? We got a couple minutes here, last segment. I want to open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. You see what's going on around the world, and, you know, I think people have had it fed up. The only problem with this is that if you look back, you know, even to the French Revolution, if not our own to some extent, I think that our founders here in America did try to start something new, something different. I believe the royals are trying to paint them as if they're some Masonic and deep-rooted evil society that established the United States. I don't think that's what I don't think that's the truth of it. I think they were anti-royalists through and through, and that these royalists, those who would rather have us live in kingdoms where all the royalties go to a select group of families rather than the royalties going to or of, by, and for the people. Copyright, you know, like when somebody gets copyright, you know, the royalties or the fees that are paid off on that go to the nation state, which is supposed to, we all have a stake in when it is a republic and when it is a nation state. This new market state that they're trying to move us to, it's fascism, it's corporatism, it's an ownership society by the elite. It's an ownership society of the ultra rich. We got just a few minutes. I want to go to Leo and Mass real quick. I don't know if he's read through Philip Bobbitt's book and got into some of it. He had picked it up. I've been out there telling people that they need to read it, because it's kind of like, you know, Aldous Huxley or Brave New World and some of the other books that have been out there that people have latched onto. Leo, you there?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I wanted to call in about something a joke I created recently, and it goes kind of like this. How many socialists does it take to write a book about abolishing the UK monarchy?
I don't know. How many?
None. They can't write about their owners.
Yeah.
And there's another version of it. What other word do you not hear socialists say very often?
What?
Rothschild.
Yeah. Hold on, Leo. We're going to go to break commercial. We'll be right back after and talk to you after the break, the last segment.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy four-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Leo. Leo.
Yeah, hi.
Well, real quick, and I've tried to make this point, and that's actually what I was saying before you made those jokes, was, you know, the isms, whether it's capitalism or socialism or communism or whatever you want to call it, it's an elitism. I mean, it's an elite form or an aristocracy to where they have a different spin on it, a different definition, a different way of thinking or control, but it boils down to collectivism.
Yeah, can I
on a grand scale, much like what the bankers do, to where they bring everything together and they control people in herds, masses, just like a union or whatever, to where your individual rights are taken from you, given over to the collective, but then you never see them again.
Yeah, are you familiar with the George Washington letter from, 1781, from the person he did, Cornwallis. Cornwallis, letter from Cornwallis.
Right.
You familiar with that letter?
What about it?
You know the letter, right?
Yeah.
Cornwallis to Washington?
Right.
In other words, we'll be back. And that's the New World Order is just the repackaged monarchy and people.
Well, it's United Kingdom. That's why I keep telling people. It's like an L. Ron Hubbard newspeak form of saying instead of calling it the United Kingdom, we're going to call it the New World Order. And what it is, no, but what people don't realize, and just like King George III, it's a New World German order.
Oh, yeah, that too, but I want to get back down to the real politics. I went down to the Occupy Boston today, and
what was your spin on that? What do you take from all that? You think
I like what's going on. I was just going to show you one little vignette, and there was this young kid, and he was all dressed in black, and he had half of his face covered. And I said to him, you know, you guys in this black bloc, anarchists, are the type that allow provocateurs join into the movement, throw the rocks, and then get the people blamed for it. And, I just think it's very bad form to dress that way and to behave that way because you're giving an opening for government agents. And it kind of didn't want to admit it, but then somebody else that I knew struck up and tried to attack me for even saying that. So there's a lot of intolerance still going around.
I think you made a good point, though.
Yeah.
Because at some point, that's what is important, though. And that's the way it's supposed to be in America, though. You're supposed to be able to say that. You're supposed to, and people disagree and say, well, I don't see that or I disagree, but not get, to where they're trying to stifle your opinion.
Exactly. And, that's a little small vignette I wanted to give to you that we have to be talking on a one-to-one basis. These type of things have much more power that way than all these declamations and, big words. But, I think this is good. I think that the good part is that the Fetters have kind of like co-opted the Occupy Wall Street people, and the message is being changed. Just like they've hijacked our movements, we have hijacked. I think the Fetters have hijacked the Occupy Wall Street movement.
Yeah, the only thing, though, with hijacking is you can never tell where it's going to go.
Well, that can be with anything. Anything's possible.
Right. I did allude to that earlier, too, like even the French Revolution, that, it is the money power who are trying to bring about revolution.
But wasn't that also financed by the Crown?
Yeah.
I see, they all started with Cornwallis. Cornwallis let a certain tribe's financiers back into England. It's been downhill ever since.
We're down. Yep, I agree. Leo, talk to you next week.
Okay.
We're out, people. Peace. The next.